RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, from love and romance, travel talk, last segment, we're going to again flex the range of this show for the next 10 minutes as it's time for the personal connection, which is being made possible by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
And you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations, just like having a good itinerary, a valid passport, and quality luggage. In today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip, and that's why we say rather than putting your investment or well-being at risk, and you're going to find it affordable, and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
Folks, when you think about what travel can cost and the expense you're facing if or when something goes awry, just do what we do. Get covered with TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, our next guest was working in New York City back in 2001, and like many, was deeply affected by the events surrounding 9/11. We invited him aboard for our latest personal connection today to share why he hikes and what his mission in life is. He's known as Lil Buddha, and he's waiting on the show hotline from Kansas City.
Well, you know, Mary, 2 weeks in a row, Kansas City is being shown some love from the show. Anyway, Lil Buddha, Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us on this Saturday morning. So, all right, before we get into your hiking, I'd like to know, more about your beginnings in this world, because they were certainly challenge-filled, though, let's put it that way. But, you know, I'm told you spent some time at a refugee camp in Thailand, and I'm sure many people right now listening around the country are wondering how you came to choose the name Lil Buddha. So let's start there.
Well, certainly, Lil Buddha is a trail name that I got from my trail dad, Dharma, many, many years ago when I did my first through hike on the John Muir Trail. And you're correct, I was born in a Thai refugee camp. My ethnicity is Hmong, and the Hmong are an ethnic group in Southeast Asia that participated in the Vietnam War. And so when my family was fleeing, we were part of that exodus. And so my origin story is pretty, it's pretty traumatic, and it's, has inspired quite a bit, for myself as I move forward.
You're an interesting example of someone who really grew up with so much adversity, more than most people can imagine. And I find that where you are today in your life, you've really sort of walked towards it, not away from it. I did some reading about you this week, and I saw that your parents had a tough time initially connecting with the topography when they relocated to Kansas, because it certainly wasn't what they were used to. So you did spend some summer vacations visiting Colorado. Was that the beginning of your connection to what America could offer outdoors?
Sure. You know, as a young person growing up in Kansas, it was really, I was a prolific reader of books just because I had quite a spirit of exploration. And while the Midwest is beautiful, the topography is so foreign to Hmong people because we come from a very mountainous part of the world. Mm-hmm. And so there were books that influenced me, like A Thousand Mile Walk to the Gulf by John Muir, that kind of just sparked this imagination for me about exploration and what it meant to be American and exploring. Mm-hmm. And you're right, our summer vacations, you know, while we were never wealthy, my family and my parents were able to save enough money each summer, and we would take these trips out to Colorado. And we would go backpacking and camping. And it really was, you know, I think just seeing the change from being in a very flat area to seeing beautiful Rocky Mountains, snow-capped mountains in the distance with pristine lakes,
right,
that is definitely something very special I always remember.
So you've spent a lot of time hiking. You've hiked more than 48,000 miles. I want to fast forward to 2001. You were working in New York City during the horrific attacks of 9/11. You were really affected by them. Share what happened, because I think from what I do know, that event really set you on a new course in life, as it did many people.
Yeah, I mean, I think for anyone that was there that day, and being able just to survive, I worked at a company down in the financial district, and every day I would take the train down to the World Trade Center plaza area. There was a train station. And on that day, you know, just like it was a beautiful fall, you know, day, morning, and I just remember coming out of the train station and obviously seeing the impact of the first tower. And just being confused and not really understanding what was happening. And I didn't have a lot of time because within a minute, the second plane hit the second tower, and then I was really running for my life. But, you know, the events of that were quite traumatic for me, as it was for anyone that was in the area, in the Tri-State area. And I think many months later, while I was sitting in my office, I was just looking out the window, and I just had a moment and just thought that, you know, I want to live a more meaningful life. I want to do something that truly makes me happy. And I had already hiked the Pacific Crest Trail before I was in New York, so I had a taste of what thru hiking was. And I made that decision that day that I was going to leave my job and try to pursue this backpacking and exploring thru hiking, essentially, full-time.
All right, so let's build on that right there. I want to get into your hiking because, as Mary just said, you have logged more than 48,000 miles. You're still going strong. In 2021, our listeners may be interested to know that you were just recognized as Outsider of the Year by Outsider magazine. And I should add to that, but it's for more than just hiking. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you in the personal connection segment of the show. Explain to everyone listening right now around the country, what's important to you these days when you hike?
Well, hiking for me has turned into something that I've realized over the many years and the many miles. I think there is a perception about exploring and backpacking that you're actually getting out into nature to commune with nature and to experience these beautiful vistas and really get away from people. But the irony of thru hiking is that it actually brings you back to people. And the reason why I say that is because while we are self-sufficient and we carry all of our provisions on our back for thousands of miles, we do need to get into town often to either resupply our provisions or to get rest. And oftentimes that means hitchhiking. And, you know, if you've never hitchhiked, it's quite a humbling experience to sit on the side of a road being very filthy and dirty with a backpack on and having your thumb out. And I call it a trust contract because the person pulling over oftentimes has never picked a hitchhiker up. And you getting into that vehicle, you don't know that person. You are just meeting them.
Yeah, well, that's the trust, right?
For me, that experience just kind of restores my faith in humanity. And it's what I seek when I am out there. You know, the vistas and the mountains and the wildlife are certainly aspects of getting out and exploring, but being brought back to humanity and seeing the good in people as well. And the reason why I bring that up is because that is why I am out there. It's that connection and reconnecting with people that excites me. It invigorates me. It reminds me that humanity is redeemable. And so in 2021, I rehiked the Continental Divide Trail, and I decided to. There have been numerous attacks in the past few years on AAPI, Asian American Pacific Islanders, because of whatever reason, and often being falsely accused of starting the COVID pandemic, right? And so I felt very compelled because I am Asian American, and I could see how my parents could potentially be attacked as well. I joined up with an organization called Chinese for Affirmative Action out of San Francisco, and they started a campaign called the Stop AAPI Hate Campaign, and I fundraised for them, and together with the community, we raised $5,000. And the reason why I did that is because of the experiences I had had before of trusting my fellow man and knowing that we are better than this, and together we can stop bias of all kind and do it together.
Well, you know, I think anytime you can be out there and you have a cause and you have a passion for that, you make a difference.
And find common ground
and,
with people.
You know, we're going to run out of time in the interview right now, but I have to say a little bit, you have had, you know, quite a series of twists and turns. I can't imagine you not continuing on for years to come. I do want to give a way for folks to contact you. If you're listening to this, it's something that interests you, you want to connect with Lil Buddha yourself, you can find him on Instagram, just at Lil Buddha Hikes. Or, you know, the reality is, if you spend some time outdoors, you may just find him in the woods. So we really appreciate you checking in today with us for the personal connection. Hope you have a great weekend, and happy hiking.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great
day.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, I can see that Lil Buddha has been released. Again, folks, Instagram is just Lil Buddha Hikes, and that's LilBuddha Hikes, and you'll find him there. So right now, we're going to step aside for some sponsor messages. We made contact with Rudy again. He's going to join us next for The Right Stuff, and then Mary and I will be back in about 10 minutes. We still have two more segments to go for us. Stick with us, everyone. Don't touch the channel.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.